time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for the best morning show on the internet. It's time for Sam in the Morning with Brigetta, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Monday, October 29th.
God, the time is just flying by.
It is, the end of October. We were just at the end of September.
The hell? Jeez.
Oh, well, what are you going to do? We're back. I'm feeling a little better.
Yeah.
I'm not coughing today. Friday, I woke up coughing like crazy.
Yeah.
So I thought there's no way I'm going to subject our listeners to that.
Thank you.
Yeah. So I'm not 100%, but I'm better, and thank you for asking.
Well, good. Good. All right.
Yeah.
That's how you put it.
So we've got a beautiful day out there, except the East Coast has got a storm ready to hit.
Yeah.
You have family up in the Northeast, right?
I do. Apparently, I don't know if New York is still being evacuated or not, but I believe they're talking about New York City.
Yeah, they're saying it's going to hit New Jersey.
So, you know. Well, I think my sister's debating whether to come home or not, but my family is in Maryland, and they're already prepared. I mean, we get snow all the time, so it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
And we get
rain. But snow is not storm. I mean, you know, storm is a storm.
No, they're talking about mix.
Really?
But they were. So, I don't know.
Like snowstorms and stuff like that. So it's not a tropical storm?
It's both.
Oh.
I heard it's both. I don't know. It depends which area is getting what. I heard there was snow in some areas and whatever in the other. But this was the other day. And I don't watch the news anyway. But my parents were talking about it. But yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
It's not a big deal.
Not a big deal. They're saying it threatens a catastrophe.
It does. But you know what? Not to be... Well, it's so fucked up.
Let's wait till
my family. We have a lot of property, and we have well water, and we have our own. Like, you know, we're fine.
So they'll survive.
They're fine. Yeah, we're good. They removed all the trees anywhere near the house, so we're good. Yeah.
Oh wow.
Yeah, and just the air.
They moved them especially because of that.
No, we did it years ago because we have a lot of storms that come through.
Mm.
So in case anything were to hit the house, like all the trees.
Okay, so it is because of storms, though.
Yeah, and we have a lot of storms. I mean, there's trees that are near the house, but they're, like, very rooted. The ones that were not so are gone.
Oh.
Yeah, and we have a nice big well, so whatever.
Yeah. I don't know. Disasters all over the place, man. I've had enough of this, you know. Did you hear about the earthquake in Canada Saturday night?
No.
Created a tsunami that they expected to totally take over Hawaii. And people were starting to evacuate Hawaii, you know. They're, like, going to higher planes and stuff like that. And... So, but they managed to dodge it somehow, you know, it didn't happen.
Did the tsunami go anywhere or no?
Probably into the ocean, you know, but it didn't hit Hawaii, which is a good thing. I mean, that, you know, that earthquake was pretty strong, like a 7.7.
Where in Canada? Vancouver area?
Western Canada, yeah. Wow. Obviously here near the Pacific. And, man, it was pretty scary. I thought, you know, what the hell, you know, people going on vacation. And then they're in the middle of a tsunami, you know. I mean, what the hell
is
that?
That's kind of crazy.
Yeah. So I'm glad they didn't have to suffer from that. But I don't know about the East Coast, man. I think they're bracing for the worst, you know.
Yeah.
Pretty bad.
You always do. But so here's the thing. Like, we have a lot of storms. Yes, it's supposed to be like two tropical storms, I think, in one. And I think, like I said, some areas are it's a lot of rain and a lot of craziness. I mean, they're hurricanes, but...
Yeah.
I mean, where we live, we're so used to storms that you just stock it up.
Yeah.
You know, and you're fine. Maybe you have electricity for a while, but you got candles, and I think we even have battery backup or whatever, like the, you know, whatever you call it.
But, generator.
Yeah, generators and all that. So, good.
Okay, sounds good.
I mean, it's going to be the beach towns that are going to suffer the most. That's what's going to suck.
Yeah.
So, I mean, because they're really small, and they're on the peninsula.
Right, so, yeah, they're right on the beach, right?
Well, the peninsula, so one side is ocean, the other side is bay.
Right.
And there's only one lane in the middle.
Okay.
So that's going to be completely flooded. So any bars and hotels and stuff, there's lots that are right there are going to be, going to have issues, obviously.
Wow.
Or underwater for a while.
Mm.
So that's going to suck, but whatever. Yeah.
We've got a phone call. I don't know if this is our guest or not. That would be kind of early for them to call,
it
right?
It could be her.
Okay, let's see. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Oh, hi. This is Karen Blaine calling.
Yes, Karen. Good. How you doing? We've been expecting you call a little later, but that's okay.
Oh, okay. Is this Sam?
Yes, it's Sam, and Brigetta is here, so the whole gang is here.
Oh, good, good.
Yeah. Thank you for calling us in, Karen. Where are you calling us from?
I'm calling in from Westlake Village.
Oh, you're here in
you're
L.A.
Oh, you're right here. Oh,
yes.
Wow, yeah. We should have invited you to the studio. Well, maybe some other time. So, Karen, tell us a little bit about yourself. You're a hypnotherapist?
I am. I have written a book called Subconsciously Speaking.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about how to use our subconscious on an everyday basis. My book is sort of a go-to book every day where you can learn to access your subconscious. I have four different ways that are pretty easy to use. And when you access your subconscious, you can put all the wonderful power embedded suggestions into your subconscious to help you out.
Wow. Yep. So there are four different ways that you describe in the book.
Right.
Wow.
Right.
I can
tell you them because you can use them yourself, and yep. They're very easy to use. Well, obviously, the first way is just centering ourselves, which means taking the television off, turning it off when you walk in the door, and you've had a long day at work, and people come in, and they turn on the TV, and they get their internet fired up, and they answer the phones and all, but if they could just take some time and just let themselves have some silence and, just relax and center themselves, then they can access their subconscious because they're listening to their inner voice. So one way is just centering yourself. It sounds so easy.
Yeah, sounds easy. I don't know if it would work for me,
I mean, just focus in and stuff. Oh, well, there's another
one
that might work for you. Okay. I was going to say, the first one would work for me. He's a little more, I'm trying to get him centered and grounded.
I need extra effort there.
Oh, I totally understand. Here's one that might work for you.
Uh-huh.
We're going to do a visualization. So, what is your favorite nature spot?
Favorite nature spot? I guess the ocean, the beach.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is there a particular place you go that you love?
No, not really, but let's say Malibu.
Okay. We'll say Malibu.
All right.
So now you're at the ocean in Malibu, and it's a gorgeous day, and the sun is beating down, and you're enjoying yourself.
Mm.
You're just there watching the waves lap up, and you can picture that. Mm-hmm. You can picture that you're right there. And as you're visualizing that peaceful place that you like, you will be in your subconscious because you will start to relax whether you know it or not and allow your subconscious, and you'll hear that inner voice come in, and you'll then be able, and I can talk about what positive suggestions we're talking about later, you'll be able to access your subconscious doing your visualization.
Oh.
And you can try it, believe me. And it's not that easy maybe at first, but if you do it daily, it becomes easier.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So that's one way.
Right.
I'll go through a couple more ways you might like. Yeah. I call it twilight, which is when you first wake up in the morning, forget the alarm clock for a second, but which will just go,
yeah.
But you know how when you are in that little period between waking up and sleeping, that dream state? Well, that twilight area is a perfect time to let yourself say, I'm going to use these few minutes, 10 minutes or so, to access my subconscious now.
Mm.
And tell myself good things, I'm wonderful, whatever you need to work on, and that's again for later. I'm just teaching you how to access your subconscious.
Right.
So the twilight times and going to sleep at night is another twilight time. So right as you're drifting off to sleep for the night, you have that 10, 15 minute period before you're fully into sleep, as you're going to sleep, that you can access your subconscious. So those are some of the ways that you can do it. And then once you're in your subconscious, I can help you with some of the things that, you might want to do to improve the power in your life. Those are some of the ways to access.
Right. Now, I see on your website here that you talk about the effectiveness of hypnotherapy and so forth. And you're showing it's got a better success rate than therapy.
Yeah, I believe that. I'm telling you what, it has helped me immensely in so many ways.
Oh, nice.
That's wonderful, Bridget. That's great. I'm so glad. Yeah, and as I said, when I'm talking about this book, Subconsciously Speaking, is for people who don't go to the hypnotherapy, because you know, like you, a lot of people don't want to go. They're afraid or whatever. They have, you know, just so you can do this daily on your own and get into that space. It's almost like a self-hypnosis, but it's not. It's just learning how, when you're in that state, that peaceful state, to give yourself whatever suggestions you need. So many people are so afraid to love,
mm-hmm.
or afraid to be powerful, or afraid to be successful. And it's just because they've got all those records from their past that keep them from achieving.
I believe, yeah.
So, pardon me?
I said, yeah, that's definitely true. I believe that. I've been doing so much work. Sam's still learning about a lot of this, but it's huge. Like, some people don't believe in past lives and whatnot. So it could be past lives. It could be childhood. It could be so many different things. But, you know, I've seen dramatic changes in my life in the past 2 weeks alone since I've been doing all this, and I find it phenomenal. And I think, like a hypnotherapy is, people are learning more about it, I feel like, now. Like, people that I know are, originally, it's like, oh, you can stop smoking or stop biting your nails, but there's so much more to it. And I feel like now people are finally realizing that and starting to expand.
I so agree with you. I'm so glad it has helped you so much.
Yeah, it's been huge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, accessing your inner workings and stuff might give you some enlightenment as to who you are, what you are, the things that drive you and motivate you.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And then help you go past what you ever thought you could do. I mean, we hold ourselves back in so many ways because we gloss over.
Yeah.
You know, there's two voices. There's the voice that we hear that's always yelling at us. And that's that voice that's like, oh, you're not good enough, you can't do that, blah, 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 blah. And that's the voice, we're driving our car and it's that loud voice that's kind of like in our ear.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Probably that's our parents usually.
Yeah.
The voice of our parents.
People who've hurt our feelings in the past or whatever. But then there's that soft inner voice that you know how you once in a while you say, I should have listened to what I knew inside was telling me.
Right.
And that we don't listen to enough. And that's always guiding us in the right direction.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, amazing. So your book, Subconsciously Speaking, by Karen Blaine. And so when did you write the book? Is that pretty recent?
I wrote the book. My dad was dying of cancer.
Oh,
and
wow.
I was just grieving really bad. It was a long process. And I went through the whole process. And I needed to get my grief out. And so I started to write the book. And it took on dimensions I never thought that it would take on, but I started to realize when more and more people said, I need this by my bedside. I want to relook at some of the ways I can, work on myself. And and so it was because of my dad, but I'm grateful I was able to do it.
Yeah, it's amazing how sometimes things that happen to us in our lives motivate us to do things we may not have done, so it's pretty cool. Sometimes you turn something painful into something positive.
Yeah.
And that's
exactly.
cool.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. I owe it to him. So.
Yeah.
Good.
Awesome.
Aww.
Awesome. Well, everybody go to kbhypnotherapy.com and you can get the book.
And hopefully you guys will get something from the book. I really hope you do. And let me know if you do.
Yeah, absolutely.
Definitely.
Okay.
Definitely. It sounds very interesting. And everybody get some more on Karen's website. Again, kbhypnotherapy.com.
And thank you for talking to me.
Of course, Karen.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much and congratulations on the book.
Oh,
yes.
You. Okay, bye.
Aw. She's so cute.
Yeah.
And she has a very soothing voice.
Yeah.
Very soothing.
Well, you've got to be, when you hypnotize people.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, wait, you're hypnotizing me now with your voice.
Yeah.
I'm listening.
I actually had it done once or twice, and I felt pretty good. I mean, it was a good feeling. I don't know if it helped me in any way, but it was a very interesting state to be in.
Right.
You know?
It's very relaxing.
It's sort of like you feel things are happening around you, but you don't really care, you know?
Right.
You're into something else completely.
I feel like, yeah, exactly. And I feel like it's helped me so much, which has been incredible.
Yeah.
Especially like there are all these changes that are going on right now in my life. But
right.
I think with that, and then you'll meet Jan on Friday, I believe, with the shamanic healing.
Mm-hmm.
Totally different, but a lot, I mean... Yeah. It's crazy.
It sounds interesting.
People
get into all this stuff. You
yeah.
know? It's really cool.
It's developing more and more.
Yeah.
So, anyways.
Anyway, how was your weekend?
It was interesting. It was the Candyland Playboy events all weekend long, so that was very interesting. And
well, we'll get to that in a minute because I'm sure you got stories and stuff. But Saturday, you went to the Harley place.
I was signing autographs at Harley, Westminster. Huh?
And I decided I'm going to go there and visit you since I didn't have anything to do. I figured, what the hell? Because, I mean, to get me to drive that far, like an hour drive, is a big deal.
Yeah, and I was wondering, I was going to text you to be like, are you coming or what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I thought I'd come, you know, and check it out and stuff. And
you got a test drive.
Well, you were dressed very nice and stuff, right? That was cool.
Thank you.
And you managed to be there without the boot and stuff.
I did. I was like, there's going to be no boot today. No one can know. Meanwhile, there was like a couple injured people that were there.
Really?
From like one of the roller girls was injured and then like two other guys that had a bike accident. They all had the boot. And I was like, oh, I guess I should have worn my boot.
Yeah.
But no, it was okay. I was preparing for later on.
Yeah.
But
Yeah. So anyway, so I was going to take a ride. Now, you know, I haven't ridden a motorcycle in probably, I don't know, 25 years or something.
Right.
Even when I did, I never really learned how to ride one. So when I went there, you know, and these bikes are pretty intimidating if you haven't ridden one. You know, they're big, they're heavy, and they've got a big footprint. And then they had the trikes.
I'm obsessed with the trikes.
Yeah.
By the way, that is what I have to get next.
Aren't
I am literally
like amazing?
Obsessed.
Yeah.
I want one so bad.
And there's different models and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, there's ones that are really like elaborate and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, and there's some that are simpler. So I thought, what the hell, I'll take a ride on one of those, right? So then they sent a group out on the street, so I had to wait. And I just told him, you know what, I'll just ride around the parking lot and stuff. So he says, well, have you ridden before? I said, yeah. I have.
Yeah.
So he says, you shouldn't have any problem. This works the same as any bike.
Oh,
and in
God.
The meantime, I'm going, what the fuck did I just do?
You should have been like, I don't know what I'm doing.
So,
yeah.
I mean, so to look cool, I didn't ask him. Like,
oh, my God.
How to ride,
right? Oh, my God.
So I just got nervous. I said, I'm not going to do it, you know.
Oh, you wound up not doing
it? No, I ended up not doing it because I was afraid I'd run into somebody. There was like a lot of people there.
Well, they're like four-wheelers.
Yeah, I know. But the thing is that, you know, he didn't really explain to me with the gears and the brakes.
Because you said you already knew how to do it.
And I know where the gears are, but, you know, I know the first one's up, the rest are down, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, it seemed too fucking intimidating for
me.
It was big.
I think you're hilarious. Typical guy.
But
totally in your ego. All you had to do
ego.
Is say, yes, because it's a guy.
It
like,
is.
All you had to do is go back and be like, I thought I knew how to do this, and it's been too long.
Yeah,
what
show
I'm
me
doing.
How to do it. I know.
Yeah.
Afterwards,
and,
I thought about it.
But they're known for that. Like, they're there because they want you to learn. They want everyone to learn how to
right.
do it. And if you think you know, I mean, it's been years, and you're like, oh, shit, things have changed.
Yeah.
You know, a little bit. And they're a little more scarier, and they look cool, but they're cooler.
Yeah.
But it's like, all you got to do is go back and be like, all right. This is kind of funny. It's been a long time. I really don't remember. Oh, cool. No big deal. They're not going to laugh at you or make
that's
fun of you.
True. That's
they're
going
to be like, oh, because they want you to want it. They
right.
want you to buy one.
I just felt that he's going to say, well, didn't you say you just rode one?
And who gives a shit if they did? Are you ever going to see him again?
Yeah,
no.
That's true.
So that's exactly, like, I don't give a shit. Like, I just got to think like that.
Yeah,
who
I got to have a don't give a shit type of attitude.
Yeah.
It's
so instead, you didn't get to try it when you could
have. I didn't get to try it, yeah. Well, I can still go to any dealer and try it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I was too nervous. I thought, I don't want to take responsibility for something like this, you know. Cost probably $20,000, $30,000
or
something.
Yeah, they have insurance. That's what it was for.
Yeah, I guess.
They're insured for the whole, you know, anyone
rides. That's true.
Them.
And he did say, you know, I mean.
You're forgetting
when
Jim was here. I totaled a bike.
Yeah.
I totaled one of their bikes.
That's true.
Completely, like, there are no mirrors or blinkers or anything on that bike. It was destroyed.
Wow.
You know, like, hello.
Yeah.
They don't, they're test bikes for reasons. Not saying you're going to do that with that, because you can't, those bikes won't flip unless you're going like crazy speeds.
That's true, and,
You know, the tricks won't. So you don't have to worry about that. All you have to worry about is crashing into something. But there's brakes.
Yeah. Just like I know there's brakes. I know.
But it's just like a regular bicycle. You know what I mean? So you don't have to worry about that.
But there's a foot brake too. And you
know, there is, if you didn't know that. But not, see, I didn't know you even knew that.
I know that.
So that's good. Good. See, this is, you're one step above.
Look, this is just like, I learned how to fly many years ago, like 15 years ago or so, 20 years ago. And,
I know.
You know, and yeah, so, but if I had to get into a plane now, I would be nervous, you know, because I haven't done it in a long time.
Yeah, and I feel
you know, even
way.
Though you know you can do it.
Right.
You know, but at the same time, no, I just think that, you know, I mean, I think your experience shows that you're overconfident and I'm underconfident. As far as getting on bikes and shit like that.
Well,
you know?
You just have to, like, ask. I mean, I just don't. Yeah. My thing is it's not a confidence thing. It's, I don't give a shit. Like, I just, who are you? If you're going to judge me for not knowing how to do something, you know what? Screw you. Yeah. I don't care. This is my life. I'm living my life. And I want to learn how to do everything.
Right.
So my thing is, I'm going to ask you, and if you're going to make fun of me, then I'm going to tell on you, and you're going to get fired. You know what I mean? You have to think like that.
Yeah.
They're not there to make fun of you. They're there to show you anyway, because
sell you a motorcycle.
They want to sell you one eventually. Maybe not today, but you may like it so much, you may come back and be like, damn, I really want one. Give me some more info.
Right.
And honestly, that's what they're there for.
Yeah.
And they're all mega cool, so...
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. So I ended up going all the way there and not riding one, and I really looked forward to riding one.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
it's okay.
But maybe if I'd gotten there a little earlier, I would have gone with the group, and then they would have just showed everybody, you know.
The groups were all day.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were all day.
I know,
long.
But then they just left when I was there.
Yeah.
So.
I think they were like hour-long groups, too, which is pretty cool. But yeah. And then, I wanted to say goodbye, but I had to leave right away. I had to be somewhere at 2:30.
Oh, no, that's cool. I probably left before that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So how did it go for you? Did you get to ride any
motorcycles? No, I was there signing autographs and helping with their raffle and stuff. So that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Judge the pumpkin contest. That was cool.
Yeah. Turned out to be a pretty hot day, though. I mean, shit, you know.
So hot. Yeah, it was a really hot day. But I gave away a lot of photos and stuff, so... A lot of people came up. That was pretty cool. And
yeah,
it was fun.
Nice.
Yeah, I got to meet some new peeps. And I had a good time. It was really cool.
And your foot didn't get in the way, which is nice.
No, I was sitting.
Yeah.
So that was perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So that was cool. And then I went off to a business appointment to look at this herbal shop, which was really cool. And,
you were talking about that last week.
Yeah, and I checked it out. And I like it a lot. It's pretty cool. It's on the beach. You know, near there, in Orange County, and I like it. I just think that where I am now, like, to pay for a business that's already there, it's good because I'll be learning from them. I'd be trained first, but I feel that to pay the amount of money that they want, I don't want any of their products they already have.
Right.
Because I know a lot about products, and that's great that they have what they have. I just want my own products in there.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I feel like if I'm going to spend that amount of money, I could just get a place.
Start your own.
And do my own.
Right.
Exactly. And have my own stuff. So.
Except they probably have established clientele, though.
They do. Not to be crazy.
That's
but,
what they charge. Most
right.
of what they charge
but here's
for
the thing.
Is the clientele.
But here's the thing.
Yeah.
So they close down. And I open up down the street or somewhere else. Where's everyone going to go?
Right.
Where mine is, whether I'm new or not, because they have nowhere else to go.
Right.
Not to be thinking like that, but I am. I'm thinking like a business person, like strategically. Like, for example, there's a Coffee Bean right here. Mm. Starbucks is always near Coffee Bean. Have you ever noticed that?
Mm.
I'm not saying we're all the same caliber, but I'm saying they are moving and leaving. And I like that they have a base. They've been there for so long, and I like what they're doing, and I think they're great people. I just think it's a little overpriced for what it is.
Mm.
And I just think that I wouldn't use any of the products that are in there. Because there's better ones out on the market, and there's ones that I know of that I work with and that I would want in there. I want high quality.
Right. Yeah.
And
Well, sounds good. So just start your own.
I know,
I'm
just debating.
You don't need as much money. And then, you know, just take your time.
Yeah.
You know, you'll build your own clientele. But at least you'll feel that you built it yourself, you know, from scratch.
And I like their place a lot, so I'm still debating on it. But I'm kind of in this toss-up where I'm like, for that amount of money, I could just do it myself.
Yeah.
You know, and it's not even that much.
Mm.
That's the thing. It's really not that much. So that's kind of been my limbo right now. But I am finishing up all my certificates. I should be certified completely by December.
Wow. So now, why would you want to open it so far from where you live? I mean, would you want to drive there every day or would you move?
I think I would move closer to the beach. I mean,
right.
If I have my own shop, I move closer.
Right.
I'm looking at Manhattan Beach more so. That's kind of where
yeah.
I really want to be, is Manhattan. I also like Venice
yeah.
a lot.
Yeah.
Venice, I haven't
So
really...
you feel those are the communities that are
yeah.
open to this kind of stuff?
I think that even like Santa Monica, like a lot of that.
The beach communities.
Yeah, beach
yeah.
communities. I mean, Beverly Hills is too, but there's a few that are already there, and the mm. rent there is just stupid.
Yeah.
So why?
Yeah.
And West Hollywood has a nice one. Well, not really what I'm doing. It's different. It would do really well in West Hollywood. It would. But again, the rent is a lot. So
That's
I would have
true.
To figure that out. And I want to make sure that I can sustain and survive. So
yeah.
Trying to figure that out. But I think I want to go towards the beach.
Yeah.
So,
Makes sense, yeah. I mean, that's where all this stuff happens, you know.
Yeah.
That's where all the spiritual people are near
Not
the
really.
Beach.
There's a lot. West Hollywood's huge and like being healthy and staying fit and everything. And that's really what it's about.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Cool. Well, we wish you the best with that, you know.
Thanks.
And you want to try and get someone to... maybe help you out in the beginning, you know.
Yeah.
Not necessarily financially, but with all the workload and stuff.
Yeah.
It's hard for one person to do everything.
I have a bunch of people that are going to help in the beginning. That's another thing is it's not – I will offer other things like acupuncture and, you know, different forms of healing.
Mm-hmm.
But mostly it's focused on a naturopath and a homeopathic doctor. It's basically that's what it's about in herbalism.
Right.
So – it would. I do have a few people that would help me out and would work there, and yeah. So I'm good with that, and I'm excited about that. That's why I wanted to just get started, because they're kind of on my case, like let's do it, and I'm like, yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
But I feel that I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah.
If I do it, it's going to be in the beginning of the year. I need to finish. I want to make sure my certificates are finished. Even if I took over this place that I was looking at. I'd be working under them, but I have to finish my certificate because I can't prescribe anyone. Herbs or anything until I have it.
Oh, wow.
So,
do you get certified by the state or something? By
yeah,
the city?
It's
or?
Here's the thing. So, because it's homeopathy and natural, the government doesn't recognize it, but there are boards that recognize it. So, it's still protected by like a board.
So, they have
yeah.
to certify.
So, I have to certify through the board, which I'm very, like, 2 months away from doing. So, I might as
Good.
Well do that and then. Start. I'm looking at locations because I'm trying to figure out what I want to do, and in the meanwhile, get it going,
right.
so that when I am certified, I have a place that I will open, whether I buy this place or whether I do my own.
Right.
So, and that will happen within, you know, January, February.
Nice.
So it's gonna happen soon, but it's just a matter of
cool.
where. I guess. Yeah.
Well, I'll be your first customer.
Awesome. It'll be fun.
Yeah, I know. Sounds good.
Yes, yeah, so I went to all the Playboy parties. And
yeah, so how was that?
It was cool.
So you
I
went
mean,
to the mansion?
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw your picture with the outfit, and now I know who you meant when you said Lilo.
Yeah.
And the girl from The Fifth Element
yeah.
with that hair. Yeah,
yeah,
with that red hair. Okay.
Yeah.
Got you now. Yeah, you look pretty hot in that. That was
Thanks.
Pretty cool. Yeah.
Thanks.
And you got your highlights on your hair now.
Yeah, I lightened my hair again.
Yeah.
I was over it. I needed the blonde back. So I went back. But you know what's funny is now that I'm this color, like long time ago I used to get told all the time, oh my God, you look like Eva Mendes. And I used to get free things from it.
Really?
And yesterday at the Roosevelt, someone came up to me and they go, oh my gosh, are you? No, you just look like her.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, who are you going to say? And they're like, you know, the girl from Hitch.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, Eva Mendes? They're like, yes. And I'm like, okay, I get that all the time. And I'm like, yes, I'm getting it again. So I'm getting that again. So that's pretty cool.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you went, the party was when? Saturday night?
Well, there was a little one on Friday at Teddy's, at Roosevelt. And then there was Saturday, yeah, was Playboy Mansion.
Mm-hmm.
And then afterwards was the Roosevelt Hotel.
Okay.
And,
were they all costumes or just the one at the mansion?
No, everybody wears costumes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
To all the parties.
Yeah, you kind of have to.
Yeah.
And it was cool. I mean, it's the same old.
Yeah.
Honestly, and I did get bored later on. I was like, meh. You know what it is like, there really weren't that many hot guys that were there.
Oh, really?
No, they were, like, older.
Yeah,
I
only
feel.
The ones that could afford to pay to get in.
Yeah, and it was, I mean, there were a couple that were okay, but I just, it wasn't even that. Like, it wasn't even about that. And there are people that I ran into that was really cool that I haven't seen in a while, and that was pretty awesome. But it was more of, like, this skeez ball.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, that's part of karma. But the older guys were like, you know, and as it gets later, uh-huh. I think that's too. It's like, okay, now I really got to find someone to hook up with. Now I really got to find. And it's like that mentality.
Really?
And yeah. So that irritated the shit out of me because I wasn't really drinking. So I just feel like, I mean, I was watching all of this and I'm like, this is just ridiculous. But P. Diddy performed.
Oh, really?
So that was cool.
Wow.
And yeah, and he was dressed as Prince. That was his costume. And that was pretty neat. And but I mean, the after party was okay. But then, like, yesterday, the pool party at Roosevelt is usually pretty good and it sucked.
Why?
There was just no one there.
Really?
It was weird.
Wow.
Yeah. It wasn't as busy as it normally was. And I think everyone got really wasted the night before because everyone was partying till like 6 or 8 in the morning.
Right.
But it was just not as good.
Wow.
Yeah. What I mean, I have fun with my group of people that
yeah,
I was
so,
with.
Yeah, so I mean, so you spent
general,
time with Playboy and it wasn't that much fun. Yeah. Maybe they lost their touch or something. Who knows?
I mean, the mansion was fun. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, that was pretty cool. The decorations were awesome. They made it scary, as they normally do. There was a haunted graveyard in the front and, like, little mazes and things like that. And they did a really good job with, like, casting people. There was this guy that looked like the devil. Oh, I didn't put the picture up. I got to put it up. I got mad at him because he was all in red. He looked scary as hell.
Really?
But he was really nice. And he had red on him, and he touched me, and I was like, oh, I got red all over me. Oh, sick. So I had I was, you know, I'm wearing white, so I'm like, if you get this on my costume, I swear to God, you're dead. Literally. But I mean, it was cool, like the scenarios they had, the chicks that were painted, that were scarily done, they were really well done. It
really?
Was pretty cool. Yeah.
Now, were there some nice costumes there that you remember? Anything memorable?
You know, a lot of people this year for costumes were doing the old saloon girl vampire thing.
Really?
And I think it was because of Twilight's True Blood, Vampire Diaries, you know, the whole vampire craze. So there was a lot of like saloon girl vampire, but extravagant gowns.
Really?
That were really cool. Yeah, really cool. And then, you know, you got the typical, you know,
all the sexy stuff.
Yeah, sexy stuff. But then there were some cool costumes. Like, my girlfriend had made a costume. She made a corset, and she made herself a parrot. She sewed on feathers all around it.
Really?
It was really cute. It was a really cute idea. Same thing with this flamingo. That was similar. So that was really different.
Yeah.
And different and cute. And I was like, that was very creative. So there were some creative ones there. And then, you know, you've got, like, the body paint girls that, you know, as normal, but... which are always really cool how they paint them on.
Right, yeah.
So
I wonder how long it takes. Hours.
A couple hours, yeah.
Just a couple hours? I think even more.
It depends on the costume.
Yeah.
If you're just like, you know, a bikini, then that's probably like 3 hours.
Yeah.
Maybe 4, because it's a spray gun too.
Right.
But if you're more elaborate, there were some really elaborate ones, way more.
Wow.
Yeah, and there were some really great ones too.
Wow.
So, yeah.
That's cool.
So, I mean, the mansion was cool and it was fun and, like, it lit up and it was all dark and, like, you know, it looked like thunder and lightning they had. Like, it was cute. It was cool.
Yeah. Where is it located? In Hollywood? Like, on the Hollywood
the mansion,
Hills or something?
Playboy Mansion? No, it's in Bel Air.
Oh, in Bel Air.
Yeah.
Okay, it's on the hills up there.
Not really. It's off Sunset Boulevard.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's like, so if you go past Beverly Hills, like, past, like, you know... Right before, like, UCLA. Mm. So it's, like, Bel Air, like, right up there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's pretty cool.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe I'll get to go one day.
One day,
I mean,
yeah.
Everyone's curious about it, you know.
Right.
See what it's like and
right.
stuff. It seems like a lot of fun.
Yeah, and we got hotel rooms. They had hooked us up with hotel rooms there, which was pretty awesome, too. I had a suite. I was like, that's kind of awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was even more rad, but...
Yeah. So how do you get in? Do you get to get in? Do you know people? there? Or
I've been here for 10 years, you know. Yeah. So once you're on their list, you're invited every year.
Oh, really?
Pretty much. I mean, they want to verify and make sure that you still look the same.
Right.
But yeah, once you're on, you're pretty much on. I mean, like at our table, like Pauly Shore was at our table, which was funny. And who else was there? I'm trying to think of. Right across from us was like, you know, Kendra and Hank Bat, or I guess I couldn't tell who. I'm assuming it was her husband because he was like so dressed up as like a dead football player. It was pretty cool. His costume was awesome. And then like their whole crowd of people, and then P. Diddy's group of people were there, and they had like cabanas, you know, that were all around us. The guys we were with paid $17,000 for their table.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, it was insane. And I had a drive-thru, too, so, like, they gave us a limo, and we didn't have to go through check-in, which was cool, so we just drove right into the mansion,
wow,
the limo. So thank God, because one of my girlfriends, like, she didn't even get in the mansion until midnight because she had to wait outside for 2 hours to check in.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So I was like, well, that's awesome that I had a drive-on pass. Thank God for that.
Yeah.
So that was pretty cool. But
yeah. See, that's too much bullshit. But I guess I guess it's worth it for at least once to check it out.
Yeah.
You know? But $17,000, man.
For a table.
Where the fucking people get this kind of money, you know?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
This town has a lot of money, man. We need to figure it out.
Yeah. One of the guys was from here, and then two of the guys were from New York, and one was in, like, Arizona. Mm. They flew out for it.
Wow.
Yeah. So
cool.
That was pretty cool. Yeah.
Cool.
So
you had a busy weekend.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool.
Now back to normal.
Yeah. Back to reality.
But
people are going to have, do people have parties like Halloween night also?
They do, yeah. I am going to go to the West Hollywood thing, the parade they have, which would be cool. Like, we have a bunch of friends that are having a party. Normally, I have Halloween parties, actually.
Oh.
Normally, I'm the one doing it. But this year, we've decided that my friends live right near the parade. So we're going to their house, having a huge party there, starting at 6. Then we're going to walk down to the parade, do the whole parade thing, and then go bar hopping and come back to the house.
Oh, wow.
So that should be really fun. And there's a big group of us that are doing it. So that'll be awesome.
Yeah.
That's Wednesday.
See, you know how to live, man. You know how to live.
You know, you just got to.
Yeah,
you
got to write a book about that, you know?
I started one, actually.
Really?
Believe it or not. Yeah, I did. And I'm changing it a little bit because it was written
at a different time in your life.
It was a lot of dirty secrets that are in the book, but I want to tell them.
Yeah.
But hidden in a way. So I don't give away who they all are. But I'm revamping it because I had it a certain direction and I'm going to change the direction. So that's not as that. But yeah, there's some interesting things.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's Wednesday and everyone wants to go watch the parade. It's absolutely incredible if you've never seen it.
That's in West Hollywood?
In West Hollywood, all through Santa Monica. In fact, Santa Monica Boulevard will be shut down as of, I want to say 5 p.m. is when they probably start setting up. Mm. So do not drive on Santa Monica Boulevard on Wednesday at all or around it because you won't be able to. So watch out for that. But that'll be fun. That's Halloween. And then on, I think Hollywood might be doing a parade too, now that I think about it. And then tomorrow night, I'm going with a group of friends to Not Scary Farm.
Oh, wow. So you finally get to go there.
Finally, yeah.
Yeah.
So that'll be really fun. That'll be a fun
Did she give you tickets, that lady that we talked to?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, you should go.
Yeah, I know.
You should go. Yeah, I figured it's either tonight or tomorrow. Tonight I'm going to do a class. Actually, if anyone's interested, there's another, because there's Reiki, if anyone wants to do Reiki, but level one already happened, so it's level two tonight, at Liberate Emporium, which is on Hillhurst.
Right.
So
that's Christina's place,
Christina's store. Yeah, I'm going to be there tonight doing that. So we'll be doing that tonight. Tomorrow will be, you know, Not Scary Farm, and then Wednesday will be the parade, so it'll be a fun week. It'll be a good week. And then I forget what's something. Oh, I'm like, something's Thursday, but I can't remember what it was. But
yeah,
and then I'm shooting something this weekend. So it's a busy week.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Good for you. Busy with play.
Yeah, well, we're shooting something that we're trying to sell this weekend to a network.
No, that's cool. But I wish I could have more fun in my life.
You just have to.
Yeah. I need to get out more. And, you know, just do like what I did Saturday, which is...
Come out.
My first instinct was it's too far.
Yeah.
And then I go, well, what the hell? You know, go anyway. You can't like let the driving and the distance keep you from doing things.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. You got to explore and just get out there because you never know who you're going to meet. And I will
that's
say that
true.
I did meet a really cool guy there that had a connection to something in Long Beach. And I'm like, oh, that's because... And then I was like, oh, well, that's cool. If I open up this shop there, then I'll know this person and this person. I don't know. So it was whatever. But you never know you're going to meet, what you're going to discover, and you just got to be not be afraid of it. You can't just live in your little area. Then you'll never know what's out there
in the world. That's true, yeah. So, especially in L.A. where everything's so spread out.
Exactly. And, like, the reason I've had these, I lived a crazy life and I've been all over the world is because I've gone out and just done it and not cared what anyone thinks.
Right.
And that's the thing I find a lot of guys, my ex was like this. I mean, cares more about what people think than what you truly want to do in your life.
Right.
And that's sad to live that way.
That's true.
Really sad.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of like as much as you don't want to be controlled, you're letting others control you by living like that.
Mm.
You have to just do what you want to do and not care what people think.
Right.
Because that's a control thing in a way.
Yeah.
And it's I know it sounds crazy because a lot of people like he was independent and you're independent and all that, but
yeah,
just by going there is showing like your independency, but also like the I know how to ride it. And then not going back though and saying I thought I did, but I don't. That's chaining you down.
Right.
That chained you down so you didn't have that chance to go and just ride that day.
You're absolutely right.
So like those things in life, fuck it.
Yeah.
You know, like we don't know when our time is up. We don't know when, you know, we could get in a car accident and never be here again.
Right.
Yeah. We don't know. So you might as well try every chance that you possibly can. You know, and that's kind of my philosophy of life.
Yeah.
Just do it.
That's why you're so banged up, though.
But you know what? You live through it. And I'm fine, right?
Yeah.
And you live and you learn. And I just feel like, and that's another thing, like, just try every experience that you possibly can. Travel if you can travel.
Yeah.
You know, be friends with a lot of people that you can be friends with. Forgive others, you know, like all those things. Like, and the biggest thing is don't be afraid to try new things and don't be afraid to actually love. Because that's the biggest thing with people.
Okay.
And then I'm done.
And with men, it's a lot of pride, too, you know?
A lot of pride.
Yeah.
And that's sad, because again...
We're socialized that way. What are you going to do?
But again, you're living in chains.
Yeah.
Basically that way.
That's true.
And you're never going to be as independent as you may think you are. You're not. Because you're living what, oh, well, if this person thinks that or that person thinks that, who gives a shit?
Yeah.
Do what you want to do and what you feel is right.
That's true. And often it's not what the people are thinking about you. It's what you think they're thinking about
exactly,
you.
Exactly. Because they're really not thinking that.
Yeah. They don't really give a shit about you.
You're creating it in your own head.
Yeah.
So that's what's totally retarded.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, okay, a lot of people think I'm crazy, but you know what? I'm not. I'm just, I'm living life. Like,
that's
just,
true. You're taking advantage of everything that comes your way, you know? I mean, that's the way to do it.
Exactly. So there you go.
There you go.
There you go.
Have you heard of Honey Boo Boo?
Someone was talking. Is that a stupid little kid? Stupid little kid.
Yeah. A chubby little kid, a girl. And I've been hearing Honey Boo Boo, and I don't know what the hell it is. So I looked it up. I guess it's a reality TV show on TLC.
Is it TLC?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it features a beauty pageant participant, I guess. And she's got a family that are all pretty homely, I would say.
Yeah, that's right, because she's like way she's like way what I can't even throw redneck. There's a bunch of rednecks.
Exactly.
Isn't like the mother like fat?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
And ugly too.
Yeah.
And I guess she was like in a pageant or something, so they found made it like a big deal, but why? I mean, I can't imagine why anybody would want to watch a show like this.
Because they're so damn redneck and retarded that why not? And
like
you know what
else? Wreck, huh?
Like the rest of America is looking at them like they're freaking idiots. And then the rednecks are like, yeah, my daughter's like that, you know? And it's like...
And they're laughing all the way to the bank anyway.
Literally.
Yeah. Honey Boo Boo.
Honey Boo Boo. Like, is that really her name?
No.
Oh.
No, her name is, Elena Thompson.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. What a name, Honey Boo Boo. And, I mean, I couldn't tell what the hell it was. But she behaves weird, you know? She was on Dr. Drew. There was, I saw a little clip here. And she's just very weird, you know? I mean, you think she's got some mental problems, but...
Apparently they were saying that the little girl is... so the things that fly out of her mouth are so hilarious. That's how she got her own show, and like she is the show.
Okay.
So apparently, like this little fat kid that rolls around is like, you know, just absolutely crazy. Like it's so funny. And then I don't know. I guess I should watch a clip of it because who knows? Maybe I'd get into it because I probably would just laugh so hard.
Yeah.
But then again, like I grew up outside of like in Maryland, and there's a lot of redneck in Maryland, and so I would just be like, "Yep, that's Ocean City trash."
Yeah, you can recognize.
Or that's Dundalk. That's Pasadena. Which the Pasadena, by the way, in Maryland is trash.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dundalk, trash. And literally it is trash. Like it's like the area where all like, I'm not even kidding, where they dump all the trash.
Yeah.
Like in Dundalk and Pasadena in Maryland. So like anywhere around there, like you live around that, then you're trash too.
Really?
Like that's just the way. Yeah. But it's true. They're so redneck there. Like it's ugh, ugh. Yeah.
Wow.
Anyway.
You wouldn't expect a lot of rednecks up there, huh?
Are you kidding?
No.
It's near Virginia.
Oh, okay.
Virginia's okay, but there's West Virginia not too far behind, true, lagging. Yeah. Pennsylvania's right above us.
Yeah.
Are you kidding that it's so redneck there?
Really?
So redneck.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Come on. Steelers fans are the most redneck people
That's
ever.
That's true, yeah.
They're insanely redneck. The whole Pennsylvania, all of Pennsylvania is very redneck. Like, wow. It's a lot of farms.
Yeah.
You know, and you, there's no class there.
That's true, yeah. Usually you associate
them with
the South.
Sorry to my friends that live there. I have a lot of friends that live there, and I love them. But they'll agree. They'll be like, it's shithole. They'll all agree.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, to each his own, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Jersey has trash, too. I mean, look at it. That was a thing this weekend. At the parties that I noticed, it was a lot of Jersey trash.
Really?
Oh my God! Not trying to be it. Like, I was cracking up yesterday watching people. I mean, there was this dude, actually three different dudes, that were serious. That wasn't a costume. They were serious.
Right.
Wearing army colored pants, like fatigues. And one was in like army. Another was in like, you know, the sand colored, but still like the army, but sand colored. Another was like, I don't know what. And no joke, one of the guys had construction boots on, no shirt, and all tatted up, like, but wasn't like good looking tatted up. And he was like kind of fat, like his, well, not fat, but like he was in shape from the back, and they turned to the side, and like blubber was hanging over, and he's like dancing, like total Jersey Shore, and I'm like, you think you look good in your army fatigues and combat boots?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, construction boots. That were beige, that were Timberlands back in the 80s. Are you fucking kidding me right now? Oh, my God. And then the girls that he was with, like, were very heavy wearing this outfit they should not be wearing.
Yeah.
And their hair was, like, way high up the top of their head. And I'm like, oh, maybe they're trying to be like Jersey Shore. Like, that's their costume.
Yeah.
And they just didn't take it off from last night. And here they are at the pool, like, no.
Really?
No, they were serious.
Wow.
And I'm like, what the fuck? There was a lot of that. And just looking around, I'm like, this is so trashy. So trashy.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Wow.
Yeah. Anyway.
What are you going to do? Weird people, you know?
We were cracking up people watching. I mean, it was absolutely fantastic people watching. But
yeah, that's fun. That's always fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, news. What's in the news?
The news. I don't know. We don't have time for news, really. I just, I wanted to, what did I want to bring up? God damn it. Oh, We started watching The Hunger Games. You said you liked it, right?
Yeah.
You said it was an awesome movie.
Yeah.
I don't get it. You know, I mean, I'm like in the middle of it. And
what?
It's too weird, you know? I mean, it's kind of weird.
It's fucking amazing.
I mean, Woody Harrelson is great in it. I didn't even know he was in the movie. And but no, I'm giving myself a chance to watch the whole thing. Because I want to see the actual, you know, the games.
Oh, wait till that happens. Yeah, you're not even there yet.
Yeah, I know.
Oh,
I know.
God.
They're just, like, starting to train.
But
now.
It's just so crazy because it's, like, the rations that you go. And then that's what Revolution's about. You're given, if this world right now were to, you know, like I said, the power were to go out and it would all go back to nothing, like living on your farmland. You have your regular houses. You're living in your houses, but you're living in farmland. You got to be aware of people in the inner city. Basically, long story short, everyone kills everyone off. The survivors that are left over, because that's what's going to happen.
Right.
You don't have food for a while. You start killing people for food. So whoever's left over, then the government, there's no communication except by letters.
Right.
You know, but then paper's not made anymore. So it's like messenger service, you know, with horses. So it's not like that's what the show Revolution's about.
Right.
And so basically what happens is the government tries to forms a militia and they try to get everything back on track.
Right.
They get their little city going. which is what Hunger Games is sort of about in a way.
Right.
And then the rest of the country is fucked. They've got nothing. So they dump food rations, meaning you get one piece of bread a day or whatever it is, to these colonies, these towns. And what happened in
the
in
districts there,
the districts,
yeah. Right.
Which are basically towns,
right.
Cities, whatever.
Right.
And if you're so hungry and you need more, then every time you go and get a piece of bread, your name goes in, an extra name goes in that hat for them when they pull it out.
Mm.
So if you got three pieces of bread in one day, your name's in there three times.
Wow.
If you eat three times a week, your name's in there three times.
Right.
If you eat every day three times, your name's in there 21 times.
Right.
So who's going to get picked to die?
Right.
To go fight,
yeah.
The one that's in there more.
Right.
So it's like the less you eat, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
wow.
I think it's an amazing story about how the little girl got chosen because she was so hungry, and then the sister said, "No, I'll take her place."
Right.
And so that's what
this is about. That's how they chose them, by hunger?
Yes.
Really?
That's why it's called Hunger Games.
I know, but
the more you
that.
Eat, the more your name goes in the bucket to be picked.
Right.
So this little girl was eating, you know, three times a day. 7 days a week, that's 21 times a week her name is in this bucket.
Right.
Whereas most people can just eat one piece of bread.
I missed that whole part.
And break it up throughout the day, and you'll be in there seven times.
Wow.
So, you know, and this little girl doesn't have a chance to live. That's not fair. Right. So the sister stepped in and said, "I'll do it. I don't care."
Right.
So that's what happened.
Right.
So then she gets carried off. And they fight to the death to kill everyone, which the government wants because it's less people to feed.
Right.
So it's rationing the population again, because also the less you eat, the quicker you're going to die as well.
Right.
So the less they have to pay for you to eat.
Yeah.
Do you see how it all works?
Yeah,
the Hunger Games?
I do. Okay, anyway. Well, we've got to run, but I'll definitely finish watching it tonight, and I'll tell you what
I thought. And also watch Revolution on Mondays, because it's based off of it. It's really cool.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Well, thanks, everybody, for joining us. We'll see you all tomorrow.
Bye.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning with Bridgetta, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Sam in the Morning with Bridgetta is an LA Talk Radio production where we say what we want.